Hey folks, it's John. Last week we were talking about education and racing in Disney World, and this week on Talk to Me in the Car, we're right back at it with more thoughts on education-related, race-related stuffs inspired by these crazy races that I'll do in the Disney parks and places like that. This is Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching and education-related that I literally record to and from work as a high school instructional coach here in Arlington, Virginia, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. Traffic is awful, so I have a chance to talk in the car for about 10 to 11 minutes each week. And if you like what you're hearing, I would love to join a conversation with you on Twitter at MeehanEDU. That's Meehan like my last name, EDU like teaching, because I really like teaching and I want to get better at it. And so I'd love to join in with anybody who wants to join these conversations and hear what you have to say. But this week we're talking all about Disney and the race weekend that I guess they do every year. Disney has a bunch of races. But I just get back, I guess every year in January, my wife and I come down for the annual Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. We did a few years ago, just sort of as a family tradition, kind of rallied the troops and everybody went down together to run a crazy race because my aunt was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so we wanted to do something for her as like a pledge of solidarity, like, hey, we're all in and we're all here for you and we're all going to be strong and work and, you know, commit ourselves. And so we did the Disney races. We've been doing it for about a decade now, and her cancer's in full remission, which is great. But I want to share some thoughts I have about what I've learned about education through the lens of these Disney races, which are really an annual highlight of my year. So we got about 10 minutes worth of ideas, and we'll share those here today. Let's call it the top seven. I don't know if I have seven full things, but I'll try to break them down as best I can. So seven things I've learned from racing in Disney World that have a lot to do with classroom. Make sense? Let's roll. Number one. Or should I go number seven? Let's go countdown. Number seven. It's kind of fun to do the impossible. I mentioned this last week on the podcast. But there's that great Disney quote that says, it's kind of fun here to do the impossible. You don't think you have it in you to run a marathon. But when people are cheering for you, and when you sign up for it, and you feel committed to people bigger than yourself, you're like, darn it, I gotta sit there and make that happen. Put that time in, put that training in. Those early morning races, those early morning runs are a real butt kicker, you know? And that is hard. And you want to quit because that's what the normal, sensible thing to do is. The impossible thing happens through incredible, sustained effort over time. And you look at Walt Disney's own life and career and all the setbacks that he, encountered. From going bankrupt to losing his very first creation, the idea of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. You know, Walt was on death's door for finance a number of times. At one point, he even suffered a mental breakdown and had to take the better part of like 6 months just away from the business because it was just grinding him down. But that idea of resolve and commitment and grit is something that we try to capture in the classrooms. So that sustained commitment to the impossible, I think, is a great thing I've learned from the Disney races. And I try to capture that in my classroom, too, that, hey, just because you don't have it today doesn't mean that you won't necessarily have it. So number seven for sure is fun to do the impossible. Number six, the importance of water stations. I can't stress this enough. When running the Disney races, sometimes I want to be a hero and just fly through those water stations like I'm a Kenyan marathoner who's running like a 4 minute mile. I am not that. I am a guy who comfortably could run on a good day maybe an 8 minute mile. If I'm hustling, really trying to push it, maybe get it down to about six with some real training. But that's not sustainable over 26 miles, especially when your body is telling you, look, you need water, you need food. So hitting those water stations as a runner is critically important because it gives you the sustained juice to kind of keep moving through it. So whether it's a Powerade station or a Gatorade power-up or one of those goo stations, you pop those little bricks or that sort of sludge you put in your mouth, or a banana. Sometimes at the Disney races, right about mile 10 or 13, they give you bananas. And it's like the greatest thing you've ever had because your body's like, oh, thank God, food, potassium, like sugar, I need that. There's a real value in water stations because they keep you going. They keep you fueled. And so if racing is our metaphor for our classrooms, we say that, you know, teaching is a marathon, not a sprint. What's the fuel station for you guys? What's the water station? Is it regular check-ins with students? Is it conference calls with parents? Is it emails, weekly newsletters, ways to check in via Voxer, letting people know, hey, I'm still here for you, you're doing good. those checkpoints are so very important because they help give you that fuel to sustain, to say, hey, I was running low, I needed a, you know, a boost of energy, and you're the booster rocker who kind of helped me do it. So I think about that a lot in my classroom. I try to capture that. So that's definitely number six for me, is the importance of water stations. I think also number five, related to water stations, is the ability to laugh at yourself. The Disney characters are lining the sides of these races, which makes it really easy to feel distracted. So you're not recognizing just how much pressure and trauma you're putting on your muscles as you run. But I think for number five, the importance of laughing at yourself. I hit those water stations, and I am always embarrassed by the first time I hit a water station where I didn't know, rookie mistake. I just sort of slammed as much water as I could, and I started to choke it up in my nose and spit it out. And ever since then, someone told me, you know, you have to pinch the cup, make it like a little funnel into your mouth so you don't, you know, over glug, 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 and then you kind of crash it back. But that laughing at myself is so critically important, because we will mess up as classroom educators, as learners, as runners. We will have those moments where the water splashes up in our face and our, you know, we're covered in snot, just looking kind of goofy. And I think it's important for us as people, more than anything, to recognize we are all works in progress. And those moments of, you know, vanity where we don't want to be seen, you know, sweating or, you know, snotting, like, hey, it's part of the show, man. And it's part of what makes you a better educator, is your willingness to be vulnerable in front of the people around you. You learn from those mistakes. You get those ugly splashes, and you don't make those mistakes again, but you don't say that you never made them. You just say, hey, I made that mistake once, and I'm okay to embrace it. So I think my tip number five is willingness to look vulnerable and not be afraid to look silly, for sure. Tip number four is to thank your volunteers. When I run these races, I cannot tell you how many times I have felt fatigued and gassed out at mile 20, 21, 22. I'm just a cat. I got nothing. And the thing that keeps me going is saying thank you. Gratitude is really, they say, an attitude of gratitude. The idea of enthusiasm being infectious. If you're gassed out and you say to a volunteer, hey, thank you for volunteering. Thank you, volunteers. Big clap as you hit those water stations, you know, a big wave. Like, they'll wave back, man. They'll cheer for you. Like, thank you, man. Like, you're doing the work. And I'm like, no, I couldn't do it if you weren't, you know, helping us out. Do you thank your students? Do you thank your teachers? Do you thank your counselors, your faculty? Do you thank your parents or admins? And not just like in those bad moments, but those everyday moments. Tip number four for me is to make sure that that thankfulness is a big part of my everyday training regimen. So that's one for you there at number four. I guess tip number three, if I had to run them back, at the Disney parks, is a little magic goes a long way. Fireworks at the start make people feel like what they're about to do is amazing. At the end, this blaring music and people chasing and racing and running over the sidelines. How could you not get fired up about that, right? So the idea that sometimes a little bit, a spoonful of sugar, right, goes a long way. Those epic celebrations in the early parts and at the end parts really do help you make your classroom feel just that much more magical. Is there a way you can kick off a new unit with a big surprise, or after a big test, celebrate with the class? It doesn't have to be a pizza party every time, but just something to make people feel that the work that they're doing matters, and that you recognize the work they're about to do is substantial, significant. You want to honor them for that. So I guess that's tip number three for me. Let's say tip number two. I really hope I didn't miss any of this. Tip number two for me is divide your race into thirds. I like to tell people when I run marathons, I run the first third with my head. I think about where I put my foot. I think about my breathing. I think about my training. I think about my pace. I think about my gait. I think about my pulse. I run the second half, or the second third of the race, with my personality. And this is where I smile and I have fun. I make jokes. I wave to people on the sidelines. I take selfies. I smile. I say stupid stuff. I'm singing. Like, that's who I am, man. And I'm like a peacock letting my feathers just be out there for the world to see. I'm having a good time, and I want people to know I'm having a good time, because that energy sustains me and helps pull me through, because that last third of the race you run with your heart. Dividing your race into a third like that, like your head, your personality, your heart. At that third, when everything else is gassed out on you, you need you. You need to dig deep. And I find it really helpful to not have to go into those reserves too early, so to let your heart be the thing to pull you through at the very, very end. I guess Jiminy Cricket would say let your conscience be your guide, but really to tap into your heart for that too. And then number one, which is, I mean, like, maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but it's the smartest thing I've ever heard about racing, is you paid your race registration. Enjoy every second of the time on that course, no matter what it looks like. Whether you run a 5-minute mile or a 10-minute mile, you paid for that registration, man. So enjoy it. That money that you put in, that time you put in, if you're teaching third grade, your students only get one time to, through the third grade curriculum. And you're that person right there with them. So have fun with it. If it takes you 2 weeks through this unit or 2 days through this unit, yeah, you didn't have enough time, but this is their one shot at that. They've paid to be on that race course. Let them enjoy it with you. Let them have fun. Savor those times with those people, because who knows if you get them again. It's a blessing to be able to even stand there on the starting line. The Disney races are great metaphors for life. Running is a great metaphor for life. That's the idea about, look, you're on the course, you only get so many steps, so enjoy them, whatever they look like. That's not just having fun. That's a genuine sense of appreciation of where you are and what brought you there. Thanks for listening, guys. I would love to hear your thoughts about racing and running and planning and teaching. I'm at MeehanEDU on Twitter, and we'll be back with more next week.